This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran. Today we're going to talk about and derive some lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. We talked about Ibrahim alayhi salam. We spoke about Yaqub alayhi salam yesterday. And so inshallah we're talking about Yusuf alayhi salam. The particular story of Yusuf alayhi salam that we're going to focus on for today, which actually deals with the end of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, towards the end of the story. And we'll talk about that first because it goes very much hand in hand with what we spoke about yesterday from the story of Yaqub alayhi salam, the self-control, fasabrun jameel, how to remain strong when dealing with difficulties and adversities that are afflicted upon someone by other people, most notably in the story of Yaqub alayhi salam, the people immediately around him. So along those same lines, the lesson that we're going to focus on today from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is the lesson of forgiveness. Because after a person has been able to have that self-control, that restraint, that aspect of sabr that we spoke about yesterday, the next step is essentially forgiveness. And that is presented to us here in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this remarkable story, Ahsan al-Qasas, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Yusuf alayhi salam, when he's just a child, he is disposed of, discarded by his brothers. They throw him down a well. And then they go back to their father and they lie about his whereabouts. They claim that he was killed by a wild beast, by an animal, while they played in the forest. After that, Yusuf alayhi salam is found in that well and retrieved by some traders that are passing through, who just according to whatever their habit or their way of doing things was, they find a child that's not being claimed by anyone. وَشَرَاهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ. They sell him off as a slave. And then Yusuf alayhi salam grows up in slavery, as a slave. And he's endured so much difficulty, even in slavery. The lesson that we'll talk about tomorrow, there's this huge moment of temptation, which Yusuf alayhi salam practices, you know, once again, strength, chastity, modesty, dignity. And as a result of that, to avoid the embarrassment, the powers that be blame it all on Yusuf alayhi salam, and then they throw him into prison. And he remains in prison. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. He spent years and years in prison. And so he, think about everything that he's gone through, everything that he's endured. And it all starts with the transgression committed by his brothers out of jealousy. Such an egregious transgression, such a crime committed against a child. And at the end of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, he comes out of the prison, and because of his wisdom and his integrity and his honesty and his dignity and his intelligence, he rises up through the ranks to the point where he becomes basically the treasure of that ancient kingdom of Egypt. And there is a dream that the king had had, and Yusuf alayhi salam, through the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him, a part of prophethood, he's able to interpret that dream and lays out a course of action where they are able to stockpile resources so that ultimately when this huge drought comes upon them, they have rations and resources that they can spread and share with the people. So people from far and wide are coming there now to their doorstep to receive some provisions so they can survive this famine, this drought. And lo and behold, who shows up in the court, in the office of Yusuf alayhi salam one day? It's his brothers. The same brothers. And there's some very fascinating things that occur there. But ultimately, when they realize that this is Yusuf, and in that moment, they feel such a powerful mix of emotions. They feel embarrassed. They feel regretful, remorseful. They're scared. Because if Yusuf alayhi salam, or whoever it would have been in that position, wanted vengeance, he has all the power. So they're scared, but they're embarrassed. They're sad, but they're nervous. They're remorseful and regretful, yet terrified and petrified. And as they're in this state, in this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in ayah number 92 that Yusuf alayhi salam says to them, قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ, that today there will be no action taken against you. There is no grudge. There is no score to settle. There is no axe to grind. There is no beef. There's nothing. There will be no reproach against you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, Allah can forgive you. Meaning, go seek your forgiveness with Allah. But as far as I'm concerned, you have nothing to worry as far as I'm concerned. I will not be seeking any vengeance against you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ, and Allah is the most merciful of all those capable of showing mercy. And this is that powerful lesson of forgiveness. To forgive the people who had done this to him and put him through so much difficulty. They separated him from his father. Yusuf alayhi salam is heartbroken. His father has spent a lifetime heartbroken. He's gone blind from the crying and the sadness and the grief and the sorrow of losing his innocent child. So much pain has been inflicted by these people. Yet Yusuf alayhi salam practices forgiveness in that moment. And there is the question that oftentimes people have at this moment, that, but a person can seek retribution if they want. Absolutely. But what motivates this kind of forgiveness is that golden principle the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَيُرْحَمْ, that the one who cannot practice mercy, the one who cannot extend and show mercy to others, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ, will not be shown any mercy. And so the surest way to attain the mercy of Allah is to extend mercy to others. The best way to attain the forgiveness of Allah that we all desperately need is to extend that forgiveness to others. And our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam demonstrated this at the highest level, where he invoked this same exact statement of Yusuf alayhi salam. Think about what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been through from the day that he announced his prophethood to the people of Mecca. They opposed him, they called him a liar, they slandered him, they harassed him, they tortured anyone who would believe in him. They murdered his followers. They attacked his family. They assaulted him in broad daylight. They tried to assassinate him. Then when he leaves Mecca, they followed after him. They waged war against him. When his daughter was leaving Mecca, they attacked and assaulted her to the point she was pregnant at the time. She lost her baby. She became wounded and injured and spent the remaining years of her life sick and ill, never fully recovered from her injuries. Think about what they've done, what they've inflicted on them. They killed his uncle, who was like a big brother to him, one of the few close family members that he had left. And then they mutilated his body. Think about what they've inflicted upon him. And when the Prophet ﷺ walks into Mecca victorious, the Meccans have surrendered. The Prophet ﷺ won. The victory is his. He's in charge. He has all the power. He's the victor. And Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَخَذَ بِعُضَادَتَيْ الْبَابِ يَوْمَ فَتْحِ مَكَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood next to the Kaaba and he placed his hand on the door of the Kaaba. Imagine how powerful that scene must have been. وَقَدَ لَاذَ النَّاسُ بِالْبَيْتِ. And the people huddled around the Kaaba. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صدق وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. All praise belongs to Allah, who fulfilled His promise. He helped His servant, His humble servant, and He is the one who defeated all the armies and enemies. ثم قال ماذا تظنون يا معشر قريش. He says, what do you assume is going to happen with you now, Quraysh? After everything you've done, what do you think will happen to you now? قالوا خيرا. أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٍ وَقَدْ قَدَرْتَ. They said, we hope for only good. You are a noble man. You are the son of a noble man. The same people were trying to murder him, assassinate him 8 years ago. You are a noble man, son of a noble man. You have all the power. Do good. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَأَنَا قُولُ كَمَا قَالَ أَخِي يُوسُفُ. I will say to you like what my brother Yusuf said. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. I have no score to settle with you today. Make good with God. Go reconcile with your Lord. That is your forgiveness. That is your penance. Go do that. Because that way we all win. That way we're all winners. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a fascinating observation. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَفِضْتُ عَرَقًا مِنَ الْحَيَاءِ مِنْ قَوْلِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, I started sweating out of embarrassment when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forgave all of them. And he said, ذَلِكَ أَنِّي قَدْ كُنْتُ قُلْتُ لَهُمْ حِينَ دَخَلْنَا مَكَّةَ. Because when we had entered into Mecca, I saw some of the ringleaders, some of the troublemakers, some of the people that had tormented the Muslims the most. And I said to them, أَلْيَوْمَ نَنْتَقِمُ مِنْكُمْ وَنَفْعَلْ. He goes, today, we settled the score. Today, we're going to deal with you. And then the Prophet ﷺ said what he said, إِسْتَحْيَيْتُ مِنْ قَوْلِي. And I was so embarrassed of myself. But this is the lesson of forgiveness. It's a hard lesson. It's a tough lesson. It's not easy. But nothing worth having ever came easy. To be loved by Allah, to be forgiven by Allah, to be covered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy, it's not. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-ghaliya, ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah." Allah is offering you is very precious. For Allah offers you paradise. But there is a price to pay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to be able to pay that price. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be forgiving, to be merciful, to be kind, to be generous. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who will receive the kindness, generosity, the forgiveness of our Lord on the day of judgment when we will need it the most. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. There are two very quick things, if everyone can bear with me. Number one is, there was a request for a dua yesterday. It slipped my mind yesterday, forgive me. But a sister who is a part of our community, her mother was diagnosed with an advanced stage of cancer. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa kamila ajila, a complete and quick recovery. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her strength and give her family strength and make this a means of elevating all of their status.